Well, part of it is sometimes is just listening to people. That is being available and hearing what their concerns are. What's on your mind? I mean, it isn't like being a minister in the sense of, well, we're going to confession today. I mean, nobody's... It hasn't gotten to that level. I'm not putting a little confessional out on the corner and hearing people's confessions like that. But they now know that there's somebody they can trust. So, for instance, one of the ongoing issues, you've been involved in this, is crime issues. Well, by developing a rapport with people and showing them that you're somebody who's available to them, open to them, concerned about them, well, now they bring me information. Information that they won't bring to the police. And I know this, how do I know this? Because I've had a situation where an officer, a vice officer, has said, I'd like to talk to the person who's been sending you these things so we can maybe work more closely together. And I asked this person, and I said, would you be open to that? And the person said, no, I trust you. I'll give you the information. And I said, okay, that's fine. And so what I do, you know, I get the information, I extract any other kind of, you know, identifying marks, and then I send it off to MPD. So they get the intelligence that they need without connecting it to anybody specifically in the neighborhood. So that the resident feels, because there is still this old-timey sense that sometimes information leaks out from the police department in some ways. Now, again, I don't know that that's true anymore, but that's not my job to get into that. All I know is I'm hearing their concern and I'm creating an avenue that that person didn't have otherwise, and that has been an enormous help in terms of crime fighting in the neighborhood. So we have definitively closed down drug houses, closed down drug dealers. Not all of them, they're still here, but we've made significant progress on these simply by having those kind of relationships that people feel that they can trust. And that's not simply just a problem solving, knowing who to call. That's something about what I feel like I'm trying to bring to them as a human being that now opens them to the situation, okay, I can tell this guy this, which otherwise they wouldn't have bothered doing.